Blue Wire.
Abner Meres is a world champion boxer, Olympian, sports commentator, and most importantly, dad to two little girls. Beloved by abuelas and hardcore fans alike, Abner is a pro at entertaining the world both in and out of the ring. On Blue Wire's new podcast, On the Hook with Abner Meres, we'll hear from Abner, his family, fellow athletes, and other people who made him the boxer and the man that he is. They chat about topics like the state of boxing today and being a husband and a girl dad. Listen to On the Hook with Abner Meres wherever you get your podcasts. Episodes in English are out on Tuesdays, and episodes in Spanish come out on Wednesdays.
This is Merrick Brave with the Black and Brave Wrestling Academy, and you are listening to Top Rope Nation.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time!
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah!
I finished these fights.
Give me a hell yeah!
Top Rope Nation.
Learn to love it! It's the best thing going today.
What is up, guys? It's episode 179 of Top Rope Nation. It's a new kind of draft. The WWE draft is over, but we've got a different kind of draft for you tonight. We think you're going to enjoy a new kind of fantasy sports as it relates to the great sport of professional wrestling. My name's Ryan Drosty of CBSComicBook.com, joined by both of my sidekicks this week. We're back to our once-a-week schedule, and as you guys know, if you're longtime listeners, we have been doing two shows a week. We're back to just the standard one-day-a-week show on Friday mornings. This is the old Top Rope Nation schedule, so it should be easier to get all of us on the line at the same time, just doing the one mega show per week. And so with that said, let me just throw it across town. Coming in hot from the great city of Waterloo, Iowa, the professor of all things WCW Super Brawl 2, Mr. Justin Joint. What's going on?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Who is this guy, and what have you done to Justin Joint?
I'll tell you what, I've been waiting all day to crack open this beer you guys recommended. I'm ecstatic to get things going here.
Yeah, this was recommended by Kyle a few weeks ago. I was actually at the beer store last night, and it just popped in my head that Kyle recommended this Clown Shoes beer, and we get a few of their beers, not a lot, so I had to scroll back in our thread, and I found the picture, and there it was, the very beer that Mr. Kyle Ross had recommended. And so I have it, Justin has it, yeah.
And you sent it late last night, so I had to go on my lunch break to the liquor store, because you said there was only one left, but I had to go back to work. I didn't have time to run back home and drop it off, and all they had was the refrigerated one. So I had to ask the clerk, I was like, you got something I could put this in while I'm at work? And he went to the back and came out with like a bag kind of cooler. So I bought a bag of ice from him and put it in the back of my car, and it sat in there for the rest of the day.
Nice. Well, at least it's not too hot out anymore, so it probably worked out pretty good.
Yeah, a blessing and a curse.
The beer is called Rainbows Are Real, and you know what else is going to be real tonight? Professional wrestling, because this draft is going to get serious, guys. This is going to be a draft with the long-term ramifications, because we're going to be looking ahead towards WrestleMania with this one. I'm going to let Kyle explain the rules here in just a couple of minutes, but before I do, let me officially throw it out to Cleveland, Ohio, to the absolute master of replies when it comes to political fundraising text messages, Mr. Kyle Ross. What's up?
Boys, we're calling it in the ring tonight because I don't have a damn note written down. At least, I guess, since I made the rules up for this show. So that should be interesting. I've done about as much research for this draft as I did my last fantasy football draft.
Ooh, me too, because, I hope it goes a little bit better than my last fantasy football draft, because my team's not doing well this year, guys. Very, very poorly.
Mine was good, but I had Dak Prescott and Cam Newton. Oh. You'll... COVID-19 Yikes. Broken ankle combination gets you every time.
About 8 years ago, I finally won a fantasy football league after, you know, playing it for like a decade, multiple leagues. I finally won one, and I retired that same year. I haven't played a single season since.
That was my goal, because my team name, I was begged back into a league that I had quit 2 years ago, and my team name this year is Fantasy Football Is Actually Bad, with bad all caps. And no one else in the league likes that team name. So my goal was to win it and then walk off. But oh well. I am drinking Clown Shoes beer as well, but a different one, not Rainbows Are Real. I am drinking Zen Garden, their New England IPA. So let's all get good and sauced for this fantasy wrestling draft, shall we?
I don't know if I saw that one there, but I'll look next time, see if we have it.
I think Kyle Ross needs a little bit of Zen in his life.
Yes.
I do. There's no doubt about it.
A little uptight tonight. Well, more technical difficulties, but we're coming through.
Yeah, we were strong. That was just the tip of the iceberg. You know, that we were dead before the ship even sank, as Modest Mouse sang.
Well, you look good. We're on Zoom. I can see you. And good lighting.
I look like that guy in that commercial who's got that shitty shirt collar on that date. You ever see that commercial? And you look comfortable.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have noticed your shirt collar if you hadn't pointed it out, but now I can't unsee it. So you might as well just take off your shirt.
I'll be honest, it's bothering me.
Hey, Kyle, yep. Did you happen to see my new screen name?
I do.
For Kyle, Zoom chat?
I do. Kyle's Hard Lemonade. I'm not laughing.
He saw it and gave you no reaction. Complete no sell.
Disgusted. I can't believe I was accused on this program last week of drinking a Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Proudest moment of my podcasting career.
It's been bothering him all week.
It has. That's actually why I came on salty before we started recording.
Well, before we go any further, let me just get the plugs out of the way. So, of course...
Hold on. One last comment on alcohol. Yes. Who could forget about Twisted Tea, which I also sent you in that photo.
Yes.
On the thing. Twisted Tea, which listener of the show, Brian, will tell you is like Viagra. Apparently, if you can't get any of the Little Blue Miracle, just start chugging Twisted Tea, boys.
Brian, we're going to have you come on the show and explain that one to us, because sounds like an interesting hypothesis.
Twisted Tea?
I haven't heard that one before. Oh, man. All right. So we are presented, if they want to still claim us, by the Blue Wire Podcasting Network. Check out bluewirepods.com for all of your podcasting needs. Of course, Twisted Tea
is not a sponsor on Blue Wire, I believe.
They are not. Maybe we'll be hearing from them, though, at some point in time, maybe. Brian, send them an email. We'll see. Let them know about your positive experiences with Twisted Tea. but yeah, check out bluewirepods.com for the whole lineup of, we've got, of course, podcasts on every major sport and movies and everything in between. And then we are also brought to you tonight by our good friends over at BetOnline and Indeed.com. More from them in just a little bit. But if you want to support Top Rope Nation, the best way to support the show is to make sure and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We are available on all of the major platforms. That includes Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, iHeartRadio, wherever podcasts are found. And while you're there, take just a couple of seconds, leave us a 5-star rating and written review, specifically on Apple Podcasts. It goes a long way. It helps us out. If you leave a written review, we'll read it on the air and send you a free Top Rope Nation sticker in the mail. Just make sure to leave your Twitter or Instagram username so I can get a hold of you and I'll get that out to you. Free of charge, a vinyl Top Rope Nation sticker. All you got to do is leave us a nice written review. So, with that said, Kyle...
Can I just ask you guys an unplanned hypothetical question?
Yes.
All right. It's one of my deal questions where, you know, it's you do this, you get something.
I don't like this question.
No. All right. Here we go.
It's kind of based off one I sent you guys on a text thread. So, you, as long as you only drink either water or Mike's Hard Lemonade, whether that be a year or 10 years or for the rest of your life, WWE booking and storytelling is great.
No way.
Oh, all right.
I'll tell you what, I think I could cozy on up to the Mike's Hard Lemonade.
There's other wrestling promotions out there. I got to have my craft beer. I couldn't do it. Would you do it, Justin?
Oh, hell no.
Okay, just check it. All right. So the theme tonight is this draft. It's going to be a 4-round draft. Now, we've done drafts on the show before. We'll do more in the future, you know, where we look at the best matches, for example, someone's career. We did a Ric Flair draft, an Undertaker draft. But this is a little bit different, Kyle, and this is kind of your baby, Mr. Ross. I'm going to let you describe the rules that you have come up with for this one. It's almost like fantasy wrestling.
Yes. Okay. So... Raw and SmackDown have made their draft picks. We know the respective rosters. And I think it's time we start thinking about WrestleMania next year. So here's the deal. any wrestler selected tonight will get 15 points for being involved in a world title match at WrestleMania. This includes the Universal, WWE title, Raw Women's title, and SmackDown Women's title. So that will be 8 individuals, presumably. Could be even more if there's a triple threat or something like that. We'll get at least 15 points. You get an additional 10 if he or she wins that world title match. And then an additional 5 if he or she wins the main event. The match must go on last to qualify as the main event. So just to tie that one in a bow, whomever wins the main event would get you 30 points, presuming the main event is a title match. They would get 15 for being in the title match, an additional 10 for winning it, and 5 for the main event. We're also going to do this. 5 points if your wrestler selected leaves WrestleMania as any kind of secondary champion. That's Intercontinental, U.S., or tag team. Obviously, you could pick the tag team with 1 pick. And then you get 3 points, your draft pick does, if they win any match that is not for a title at WrestleMania. So that's the scoring system. Hopefully that made sense.
The plus 5 to whoever wins the actual main event, the last match of the evening, the other challenger, we don't get any points for that?
They would get, the person who loses that match would get 15 points just simply for being in the match.
Okay, but I was just wondering if they didn't get anything extra for actually being in the main event?
No, nothing. The loser main event, nope. You get your 15 and you like it.
Ugh, communist Russia.
I'll tell you what, Joe Biden's America's already taken over on this program, isn't it?
I wonder if, we didn't talk about this off air, I wonder if we should throw some money into a pool to make this more interesting. We'll have to talk about that off air, but we are going to score this when we get to WrestleMania and report back here in, about 5 months and see who wins.
We should talk about the quote-unquote real draft that WWE did, I guess, really quick.
Yeah.
As you heard it here first last week, I don't think anything fundamentally changed in this promotion.
Not really.
On those
really.
Two shows.
Yeah. I mean, there wasn't, what would we say the biggest moves were? Seth, obviously, on night one was a big one.
I guess, but I think it's just, to him, or to me, moving him is just a case of fresh matchups. Oh, but then again, they moved his whole feud. I mean, the Mysterios got moved, so, you know, it's just, that was, you know, you're just going to take a program that was on Raw and move it to SmackDown. I think maybe the most significant thing was the New Day getting broken up.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's the only thing of interest to me, really, that happened.
You know,
what about Otis and Tucker, man? They broke them up, too.
Yeah,
shedding tears.
You know, Tucker really did give a great effort, like, at first when they hit the main roster, because he figured that his time was limited, probably, like, it, you know, as that being a tag team. I feel bad for the guy a little bit. But going back to the New Day, the way they did it was, like, really pretty lame, but I actually don't have a problem with it because I think we'd all moved on to Big E as a singles guy anyway, right? I assume he's getting one of the first people picked in this draft.
That's what I was going to ask you guys, if what you made of that, if you're positive on or negative. What were your thoughts, Justin?
Wait, on what?
On the New Day breakup.
You know, it just all depends on what they do with it. If they actually push Big E to the moon, if it leads to maybe a good story down the line, great. It'll probably freshen them up a little bit to do something new. But as far as their personal lives are involved, I think it kind of sucks for them.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah. I can't say I was down on the move. Cause like Kyle said, I think we're all in on this Big E push. And so it's kind of time for him to do his thing, but yeah.
I mean, if they were going to do a deal where it would be like New Day versus Roman and the Usos, it would make sense to keep the New Day together, right? Like if Big E and Roman's going to be the big singles program, it's like, well, you got their boys behind their back, but they're not doing that on the Roman side at all. They're doing, in fact, the opposite. unless if, you know, they, you know, eventually acknowledge him as his their tribal chief and do become a group. If they do that, then I guess it would be kind of silly maybe to broken up the New Day.
So I got a question. Was the way they broke up the New Day, you said it was kind of lame. Was it more or less lame as to what they did with the tag team titles on Raw, where they just kind of handed them over to each other.
Well, it's the same thing. They're interconnected. Oh, well, okay. You mean the actual skit where they just shrugged and were like, oh, here, I've got these belts. Oh, I guess you've got... Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Yeah.
The only other thing that's even remotely interesting about the draft is who are the bridge challengers going to be? We think we know, obviously, we're going to go through it, certainly when we do our draft at Mania, but who are the guys they're going to challenge for the title, you know, at whatever the December pay-per-view is? I can't remember the name right now. TLC, isn't it? And Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something maybe we could figure out down the line.
Yeah.
Or maybe we'll talk about it in this draft.
So I am going to do our draft order right now, live on the air. I'm going to hold it up to the camera so you guys can see it. I got random.org up. Can you guys see this? Hold on.
I never trusted .org.
All right. There's the names. And then I'm going to click at the bottom there where it says randomize.
Okay.
All right. So that's how I just typed them in, Ryan, Kyle, Justin. So I'm going to hit randomize.
This is not from the New York Post.
And this is... I got pick three, so you can tell I didn't cheat. Kyle,
Justin, I didn't want number one.
What? Number one is key.
I don't want it.
What? I'll trade you.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, so...
You don't want it. What are you smoking? That's the only, like, one, basically, lock of this entire thing.
I don't want it.
Surprising, man. Jeez.
All right. Jesus. Well, I'm going to... You know what? You're going to be happy, Justin, because I don't think I'm going to take the guy who you think... who you would take number one.
Great.
I am going to go with the sure thing for number one.
Wait a second.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to change it.
God damn it.
You know what? If I'm wrong, who cares? Everett will be rooting for me to be right anyway. I'm going to go with Big E.
Ooh.
Wow. All right. Ballsy pick.
Here's the thing. Roman's the champion now. And I don't see them, unless if like the Big E push just doesn't work and they abandon it altogether, I don't see them putting him in that spot of challenger and then having him lose. So I'm going to go for the full 30 points, hope that Roman Reigns and Big E goes on last and Big E wins. Big E's my pick.
Okay.
So I had thought about that too. But I couldn't help it. I kept going back to that report a while ago that Big E saw or heard what their plans were for his big push. And it was kind of a lukewarm reception for him. Like, I got a bad feeling that his WrestleMania match is going to be just an upper card, not maybe for a world title.
Well, here's the thing. Who the hell else on SmackDown is your long-term challenger?
Yeah, I mean,
because if they bring someone from the outside, I mean, the only way to me that Big E doesn't get that spot when you look at the SmackDown roster, and I'll maybe throw this to Mr. SmackDown himself of comicbook.com, Ryan Droste, is like if they got The Rock and did the Roman Rock match. All of that, name me a viable WrestleMania title match for Roman Reigns looking at that SmackDown roster right now.
Brian, that's it.
Yeah, but they're not going to put him in that spot.
You'd have to turn Rollins' face and do like a, you know, former Shield members. Obviously, they've wrestled many times before, but
I don't think they're going to do that. I think they've cleared the way for Roman and Big E.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that's a good pick. I think it's a solid pick.
It's obviously going for the 30. I mean, there's somebody I could have picked that would give you the easy 15 for sure.
Hmm.
But we'll see if that's who Justin goes with.
Who you got, Justin?
Roman Reigns, the big dog.
All right.
He who will be main eventing WrestleMania in, I'm assuming, Tampa.
Yep. There you go.
Yep. That's the safe pick because you know he's going to be in his title match. There is zero chance.
And, you know, my big concern is with a lot of these other guys, kind of the sure things to have a big match at WrestleMania is it's all going to depend on basically what happens at Hell in the Cell. And I won't get too deep in the woods here until we get Ryan's pick, but that's going to make a heck of a difference as to what could possibly go down.
Well, my pick, Charlotte Flair.
Ah, that's a good pick.
Damn it. I was hoping that would come back to me.
Yes.
You son of a gun.
I mean, when I saw I was the third pick, I figured those two were going to be the first two. So I thought, you know, Charlotte's pretty much a sure thing in the title match at WrestleMania. So I got to go Charlotte Flair. She's been away, you know, for a while. She'll seem fresher to the audience and certainly to the booking committee. We know they love to put her in that position. So
she is very much the female equivalent of Roman Reigns, right?
Yeah.
You know she's going to be in a title match of her brand. You just know. Mm-hmm. Unless if, I guess, there were some legend they could bring back. But, you know, you're right. She's been gone long enough that she's going to factor in the title picture.
So are we doing – is this snake style?
Yeah.
Or are we just,
yeah, oh, absolutely. Okay.
All right. So I got two picks in a row, huh? Mm-hmm. Shoot. All right. I think – man – you're right on Hell in a Cell, because of the people I'm thinking about taking here, it's not as sure as the other idea I have.
Yeah, it comes down to basically three guys if you're looking at that Raw title picture.
Yeah. So you get 15 if it's a world title match, 10 if it's a win, 5 if it's the main event. Hmm. Man, I think I got to go with another female.
Damn it.
I got to tell you, I got to go with Bayley. Wasn't it just today? She was named number one in the PWI 500. How is Bayley after this year not in a title match?
That has always had a tremendous effect on Vince McMahon's booking.
I mean, it's hard to imagine either Bayley or Charlotte in a world title match.
I mean, you know, I think Vince got his idea for Hulk Andre from the After Mags, actually.
I don't know. I just feel like it's a solid pick. She's been arguably the best thing on SmackDown all year. And by the time you get to Mania, like, how is she not a title match?
By the way, I was like salty that they didn't do Justin Joint's idea. Like, kind of right? Like that was a really good idea that they should have done. Mm-hmm.
With Sasha and Bayley, you're talking about?
Yes. Yeah. If folks didn't listen last week, you know, where the Bayley Sasha match. This would have just kind of ended last week, pardon me. You know, whatever, some fuck finish. And then Sasha gets drafted to Raw. Bayley like laughs at her, and Sasha's only way to get the match back is to by winning the Rumble.
Yeah.
It was a great idea.
It was. Justin, who you got?
Oh, this sucks. This sucks.
I bet you thought either Charlotte or Bayley would be available.
Yep. And I'm still thinking about taking one of you know, there's three other women I have on my big board that are kind of more appealing than any of the men.
I know, because it just seems like more of a sure thing. I mean, there's not as many choices for sure when it comes to title matches in the women's division. So,
and I guess I'm just trying to think of that SmackDown's women roster seems to be a bit thinner than the Raw one. Because at Raw, you could be looking at Asuka or Bliss. Mm-hmm. In that world championship where, you know, but the problem with picking Sasha Banks is that, you know, by the time WrestleMania rolls around, we probably would have seen them wrestle how many freaking times, because they're going to be going at Hell in a Cell. But maybe Sasha Banks wins it at Hell in a Cell. I just don't feel good about any of the guys. I'm going to go Sasha Banks.
All right. Nice. The boss. I like it. I had her on my big board pretty high too. Kyle, at this point, we've had three women wrestlers and just two male wrestlers.
Yeah.
Who are you going with?
You're the woman. I mean, we are a progressive program.
We are.
On these airwaves. I can't believe this guy's still around. You got to figure he's going to be in the WWE title match. Drew McIntyre.
Do you got to figure?
I don't know. What's going to happen with Randall Orton and Edge?
And this is the thing about Hell in a Cell.
I'm going to tell you something right now. I'd be glad to be wrong if the WWE title match is Randy Orton Edge, because that's stupid.
I 100% agree. I have zero interest in that, which is quite the turnaround from your Brock Lesnar and Goldberg talk from a few years ago.
Now that was a good match. Good match.
It was a good match. Didn't need to be for the world title.
Yeah. Good match.
Just like Orton and Edge doesn't need to be for the title.
Yeah, taught them exactly all how to work. Taught them all how to work. Go five and go home.
But you know, the problem is like they're obviously building to this Orton and Edge match. do you have Orton lose like 3-4 straight pay-per-views, three of them to the same guy?
That's a different podcast for a different day. Have I screwed up?
I mean, I thought about taking Drew at number three, but then it was like, I don't know for sure that he's going to be in that position, but I do know Charlotte Flair is. So, yeah, you would think logically he should be in a title match, but especially since he got that moment with the big crowd taken away, they should have a crowd at Mania, yeah, we would hope.
You know, he could lose it and win it back between now and Mania. Who knows? You know, like, I mean, they've got to do something for Edge. Like, okay, let's say he loses to Orton Hell in a Cell. I could see a scenario where Edge's comeback is to cost Orton the title.
That's true. That wouldn't be bad.
Yeah. You know, I don't want the angry liberal mob coming after me, so I might as well select a woman here.
Wait. Not yet. I got to do the ad reads.
Oh, okay.
I was going to let you think about it, but you already know your pick. So yeah. I'm going to let you just stew in an anticipation there as I do this. But we do have to go to a word from our sponsors. So we're halfway through the draft, so let's go to a word from BetOnline and Indeed.com. So even though sports had a break, your business did not. You have to keep moving, and that makes hiring more important than ever. Indeed is here to help. Indeed.com is the number one job site in the world because Indeed gets you the best people fast. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need, you can pause your account at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. Plus, Indeed provides powerful tools to make your search that much easier, like sponsored jobs, which are shown to be 3.5 times more likely to result in a hire. With 73% of online job seekers visiting Indeed each month, Indeed is going to get you the important hire you need, just like they have for over 3 million businesses. So right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job posts, which means more quality candidates will see it and fast. So try Indeed out with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through December 31st. The wait is finally over. Football is back. You might not be at a game this year, but you can still be in on the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on every possible chance to win this season. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than anywhere else. You can get in on their season opening bonuses today and start off wagering on wins, division, and championship futures all day, every day. Head to BetOnline and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Don't forget to use promo code BLUEWIRE at BetOnline.ag. That's BLUEWIRE, all one word. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. I come back and you guys are making faces.
I'll tell you what, folks. Ryan Drosty is a broadcast professional.
Professional.
Well, here's the thing. I couldn't see you guys because I had the script in front of me.
That's good because Justin Joint and I were freaking dancing like the Bushwhackers.
I switched tabs back to Zoom and I'm like, what is going on here? Oh, my God.
I was licking the camera.
Yes. All right. So, Kyle, you're our expert when it comes to sports. So, take us away. It's round three. Pick number one. Oh. Who do you got?
Don't take the Dodgers, apparently. I mean, what I just saw stunned me during that ad read. I'm going Sasha Banks.
What did he just say to us?
Wrong.
That is
wrong. And he did the wrong thing.
No, you're not.
Taken already.
Wait,
Justin
what?
Took her. Yep.
Good. I thought he took Bailey.
He took both of them consecutively. Or I took Bailey, I mean, sorry. Yeah. And then he took Sasha.
Am I an idiot?
Yes, apparently. Apparently you're not listening to your own podcast while it's actually happening.
Oh.
I'm embarrassed. Stunned.
Stunned look right now.
I demand this be stricken for the thing. What am I doing?
Well, Ryan, I demand you keep this in.
I think I cannot wait to see the video recording of this to see all those faces you guys were making at me when I was doing the ad reads. I think I should just post that on YouTube as like a blooper reel or something.
Do it.
That's awesome.
Do we have Kyle's wife's phone number. We need to get a hold of her. Let her know Kyle's had one too many Mike's Hard Lemonades tonight.
Cammy, get upstairs and see what your husband is doing. Here, Kyle, just for your benefit, it's been Big E, you know, Roman Reigns, Charlotte.
It's been Charlotte, Sasha, Bailey.
Drew.
Who pays closer attention to the product, WWE or Kyle?
Yes. I'm embarrassed right now. Because you know what? I didn't mean to say Sasha Banks.
Who'd
I was lying.
Who'd you mean to say?
I meant to say Asuka.
Oh. Okay, Asuka. You got Asuka? Okay. I could see it. I mean, yeah, that makes sense. So we're at four women and three men now. Justin, what do you got?
Take Big E. I'm a jackass. All that live read threw me off, man. I was so excited to get Drew McIntyre. I like totally forgot you took Bailey or Sasha.
Oh, this is tough.
Man, kind of feel like I just need to double down on my first pick and go with The Rock.
Ooh.
Wow. An all or nothing maneuver.
Yeah, it is.
You know, the shitty thing about that pick is that even if he does come back, he's not winning the title. It's just going to be a one-off versus Reigns.
Yeah. So are you trying to talk yourself out of the pick?
No, I said it. I'm going to go with it. Damn it. I already don't like it.
All right.
Me picking people who had been picked two picks earlier is throwing this draft into a tizzy.
So we gotta keep in mind as we get to the end of this draft, too. So it's not all about main events, because, Kyle, you have 5 points for a secondary championship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we mentioned, I think, was it last week? Kyle, you said there are two people that should win the Royal Rumble.
Yes. I can't believe this person. Yeah, I would expect this person to be drafted maybe already.
Mr. Keith Lee. I'll take Keith Lee. Yeah. So you said Keith Lee or Big E, from what I recall. What'd you say? What did you say?
I thought you were going to say Otis.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. All right, so Keith Lee's off the board. So I'm on my last pick, man. I don't know about the snake style with only three people. Mm-hmm. All right. I think I'll go with... I think I could go with Seth Rollins. Yeah. Seth Rollins.
Worst case scenario, that's probably at least a W in a match at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I hope he doesn't get any points.
That's rude.
I'll tell you who's not getting any points from Seth Rollins. That's Matt Riddle. I mean, that's not going to be a double date coming to a cinema anytime near you.
Wait, what did I miss?
Oh, you didn't hear? So they interviewed Rollins after he's drafted to SmackDown, and they asked him about the prospect of facing Matt Riddle, and his answer was quite shocking. I mean, he was basically just like, F Matt Riddle.
Yeah.
And it turned out that Lisa Riddle, Matt's wife, had made some disparaging remarks about Becky Lynch's ass on Twitter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
Yikes.
Yeah, I don't know. Apparently there was, there's been a cold shoulder there for a while.
Man,
bad take ahead.
On multiple levels from Lisa Riddle.
All I know is Seth Rollins will be the next person from the great state of Iowa to receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. What a...
You heard about Dan Gable, right?
I did.
Did you know nobody, Kyle, did you know nobody knows that Dan Gable was like 180-0 in college for most of his college career? Nobody knows that.
Well, you know, I didn't know.
Except for it's like the one thing like everybody knows about Dan Gable. That's why he's the most famous amateur wrestler of all time.
I didn't know Donald Trump was a senior until last week, till he did that old man yells at cloud video.
Yes.
Did you know that an entire conversation I had about Dan Gable with someone, I was referring to him as Chad Gable?
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's great.
I'll tell you what, I dare you to call Dan Gable Shorty G.
I mean, I'm sorry. Ass. We try to stay politically correct on this, but it was just all I could handle where our president was talking about how nobody knows Dan Gable was like 180-0, and then he lost his last college match. It's very famous. Everybody knows that. Like, what are you talking about?
Many didn't.
But he is getting the Presidential Medal of Freedom because he got to pander to the swing state voters, right?
Yes.
There you go. All right, Justin, who do you got?
This is my last one, huh? A lot of big names still on that board. What's so funny, Kyle Ross?
I was just thinking about how I'm going to draft the same person you do.
Oh, man. So I guess, oh, boy, I'm going to make another weird one. I'm going to go with Edge.
You think you know me.
Yeah, two legends. Nice.
Yeah, hopefully at least one of them will come through for me. I mean, hopefully neither one. I don't really, well, I don't know. I guess I wouldn't mind seeing Rock and Reigns. That'd be a good main event.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'd love to see it. I just don't think it's going to happen at Mania. I think it's too soon. Not going to have a big enough crowd.
With a partial crowd, yeah. Damn it. God. Can we do this over?
Redo. No. No, we cannot. Sorry, sir.
Right. Okay, last pick. I'm going to go with Edge. No, I really, I thought like you somehow like I like it blended into like both of you taking Bailey is what I thought. I was very confused.
I'm going to have to play a good sound effect when you made that pick.
The old Price is Right tuba. So look, your guess is as good as mine on who's going to be the Intercontinental or United States champion at WrestleMania next year. Don't have a damn clue on that. But I do expect, and I'm just going to try to take an easy five here, the new SmackDown Tag Team Champions, or I should say the SmackDown Tag Champions walking out of WrestleMania will be the Street Profits. I'm going to just go for an easy five with them.
Well, apparently you forgot about Ziggler and Rude being moved over to SmackDown.
You talk about a dog team, man.
I didn't, because now I got to cover them. all right, Street Profits. All right.
Are those all the picks?
Are all the picks.
You know what would be a dope Intercontinental Championship match? Sami Zayn versus Daniel Bryan. Let's get that one going.
Heck yeah, man.
I'm just looking at some of the names that we didn't take. You know, Randy Orton, Bray Wyatt, Alexa Bliss, Ryan. What's up with that? Leaving your girl.
I thought about it.
Styles, Owens, the Money in the Bank holder we left off.
The prestigious Money in the Bank holder.
Everybody wants to see that Roman Reigns and Otis match. That's what everybody's crying for.
We easily could have done five rounds.
We could have
just three picks, but I think we can round it out here. Mm-hmm. This will make it easier to score once we get to the event itself. I think it's a fun idea, guys. I was actually thinking about how we could maybe do this in the Facebook group for the listeners. They could have their own pool going on.
Yes.
Like logistically, I'd have to set up a spreadsheet. Maybe we could do like a live feed some night and do a draft live in the group. If you guys have ideas of how to make that work, let us know in that Facebook group. Search Top Rope Nation Pro Wrestling Discussion on Facebook.com. Join in on the conversation. Talk about it every week, but new posts going up every day. Get involved. All three of us are on there and about 240 other people. And if you want to get involved in the pool, that's where we're going to be doing it. And maybe we can win some money, or maybe I can award someone a gift card to Pro Wrestling Tees or something like that for winning. So check it out.
Hold on. Ryan, I just had an idea. What if we let the people in the Facebook page do a fantasy draft like this?
This is just going to be your gimmick every week. I'm just going to repeat everything you guys say.
Cactus Jack lost in Cleveland.
I'm going to start doing that on our classic shows. Like when you say something that you remember, like some small detail from 1992 WCW. And then when I edit the show, I'm just going to take you out. So it sounds like I'm the one that knows all of these classic facts.
One of those incredible moves I've ever heard.
And you're going to be on the video feed like, what?
What?
Why are you repeating me? And I'll just edit that out too. It'll work.
You know,
out
you bring
nicely.
Up 1992 WCW, and that gets me to thinking what, if correct me if I'm wrong, you can edit this out if I'm wrong. Our topic next week is you look back at Halloween Havoc. Now that is something that gets me going.
It's true.
Although it does.
I assure you it gets him going from our text messages.
Yeah. 1992 Halloween Havoc is a bad show.
Yeah.
I mean real bad.
We are, yeah, and that's the topic next week. We are going to be talking about the greatest matches in Halloween Havoc history from WCW's incarnation to get you ready for the NXT Halloween Havoc the following Wednesday. We thought thematically that that would work out nice. We also have an edition of Top Rope Nation Classics coming at you before the end of the month over on our Patreon page, where we will be reviewing an old Saturday night's main event. If you want access to that show, I will post a free preview, as I always do, of our Patreon shows here on the regular feed. But you got to sign up. Support the show. Patreon.com/Top Rope Nation for the cost of buying just one of us a beer once a month. You get access to 20-plus bonus shows, behind-the-scenes access to our show notes every week, and all kinds of other benefits, including some free merchandise. So check it out.
Hey, I got an idea for our Halloween Havoc episode.
Yes.
Our very own spin the wheel, make the deal. We're at the beginning of the podcast. It's either a whiskey, a IPA, or a Mike's Hard Lemonade, and whichever one of us, you know, gets each one.
That would be kind of entertaining. We could do that because I could pull up a website. I could like share my screen with a custom Wheel of Fortune.
So like we would all have to have in our own possession those three things. Okay. So I'd have to go buy a Mike's Hard Lemonade, I guess.
That's the key is hopefully they sell them individually. Mm-hmm. I don't need a whole 12 pack of Mike's Hard Lemonade sitting in my fridge for the next 3 years.
I think I have a Truly. I mean, it's still.
Oh, yeah.
I know, right?
I got those. Yeah. I like this idea, man. Let's do it. Why not? We'll break out the Wheel of Fortune next week and WCW theme. Spin the wheel.
Make I already got my matches selected, as you guys saw.
Mm-hmm.
That I want to talk about. Although I'm feverishly trying to maybe find another that I want to talk about.
So. Yeah, I plan on watching a good amount of Halloween Havoc this weekend. That's on my docket. So
Halloween Havoc was the first pay-per-view I ever not saw, but the first pay-per-view I ever followed the storylines into in WCW, 1990. Mm. That was the first, that was right when I started watching WCW, was Halloween Havoc 90.
Nice. Well, I would love to know what the listeners have for memories of Halloween Havoc. Maybe we can read those on the air next week as well. If you guys want to email the show, maybe some of your favorite Halloween Havoc memories, send them to topropenation@gmail.com. And I'll pick a couple of them to share on the air. And if I do read yours on the air, I'll send you a free sticker in the mail. So there you go.
And if you pick a bad match, I'll make fun of it.
It will, but in an entertaining way.
It'll be instructive. I'll tell you why you suck.
Yes. Nice.
Yeah.
All right. So I think that's all I got. Anything else for the good of the cause? Fun show.
Yeah. What else do I got? No, I don't really have much.
We need to do a mailbag show again sometime soon.
Yes, we do need
too,
to do that. So. I saw we had some holes in November.
Yeah. Topropenation@gmail.com. Send in your questions. We'll do another mailbag show coming up too. Yeah, we've been getting very formal lately. We do have like a schedule that all three of us are looking at now. And we're trying to kind of chart out the shows for the next couple of months. And we do have some openings. So there's some leeway with our topics. If you have a suggestion, let us know in the Facebook group or email us. Or you can find us on social media. The show is at Top Rope Nation. I am at Ryan Droste, Droste, at TRP Kyle, and at Justin Joint, Joint. You guys have big plans this weekend? Justin, anything you're looking forward to?
I got the father-in-law coming into town. It was my kid's birthday last weekend, so he's coming in to celebrate. He's bringing some fresh fish from Minneapolis, so looking forward to that.
Doesn't he usually bring some fine whiskey for you guys to enjoy?
Either that or me and him normally out and grab a nice bottle. Nice. But I am pretty nicely stocked up for my birthday, so plenty of options.
If he's driving down I-35, the only thing he needs to pick up is Taco John's because there's one on every exit. I will be indulging on some Taco John's next month. I have to count the weeks down because we're going to be taking a trip down to Southern Ohio where there's one of two Taco John's in all of Ohio. I'm very excited about that.
I can't believe you guys only have two. That's so crazy.
Six-pack and a pound, and he doesn't share, folks. He does not share.
Oh, I'm not going to share with my kid. Tell her to get her own.
I'm going to need a selfie of that to put up in the Facebook group or maybe on the Patreon page at least. Oh, nice. All right. Well, this has been episode 179 of Top Rope Nation. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Hope you had a couple laughs along with us. We'll see you all next week with the best of Halloween Havoc. Take care.
I'll take Sasha Banks.